Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Monday, October 4, 2021 is Solo Man. Solo Man, Homo erectus soloensis, is a subspecies of H. erectus that lived along the Solo River in Java, Indonesia, about 117,000 to 108,000 years ago in the late Pleistocene. This population is the last known species. It is known from 14 skullcaps, 2 tibiae, and a piece of the pelvis excavated near the village of Ngandong, and possibly 3 skulls from Sambung Makan and a skull from Ngawi depending on classification. The Ngandong site was first excavated from 1931 to 1933 under the direction of Willem Frederik Floris Oppenorth, Karl Terrashar, and Gustav Heinrich Ralph von Koenigswald, but further study was set back by the Great Depression, World War II and the Indonesian War of Independence. In accordance with historical race concepts, Indonesian H. erectus was originally classified as the direct ancestors of Aboriginal Australians, but Solo Man is now thought to have no living descendants because the remains far predate modern human immigration into the area, which began roughly 55 to 50,000 years ago. The Solo Man skull is oval-shaped in top view, with heavy brows, inflated cheekbones, and a prominent bar of bone wrapping around the back. The brain volume was quite large, ranging from 1,013 to 1,251 cubic centimeters, 61.8 to 76.3 cubic inches, compared to an average of 1,270 cubic centimeters, 78 cubic inches, for present-day modern males and 1,130 cubic centimeters, 69 cubic inches, for present-day modern females. One potentially female specimen may have been 158 centimeters, 5 feet 2 in, tall and weighed 51 kilograms, 112 pounds, males were probably much bigger than females. Solo Man was in many ways similar to the Java Man, H. E. erectus, that had earlier inhabited Java, but was far less archaic. Solo Man likely inhabited an open woodland environment much cooler than present-day Java, along with elephants, tigers, wild cattle, water buffalo, tapirs, hippopotamuses, and more. They manufactured simple flakes and choppers, handheld stone tools, and possibly spears or harpoons from bones, daggers from stingray stingers, as well as bolas or hammerstones from andesite. They may have descended from or were at least closely related to Java Man. The Ngandong specimens likely died during a volcanic eruption. The species probably went extinct with the takeover of tropical rainforest and loss of preferred habitat, beginning by 125,000 years ago. The skull sustained damage, but it is unclear if it resulted from an assault, cannibalism, the volcanic eruption, or the fossilization process. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 2:29 UTC on Monday, October 4, 2021. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Solo Man. This podcast is produced by Abulsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WODD Pod on Twitter. Abulsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Matthew Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.